wise today to introduce the Ocular Penetration Restriction Act of 2007, mandating a minimum 5-year prison term for the offense of ocular penetration, commonly known as skull fucking. I don't have to quote statistics for you. We've all heard the stories on the news. Every single day, another grandmother is skull fucked in front of her apartment building by street thugs while her neighbors do nothing. And we've all heard the excuses. Skull fucking is a problem, but we just don't have the resources to stop it. Police and prosecutors are busy enough already without having to investigate every time some misguided youth rips out a lady's eyeball and has sexual intercourse with the empty socket. Well, I, for one, am sick of excuses. I'm sick of skull fucking. To introduce the Ocular Penetration Restriction Act of 2007, mandating a minimum 5-year prison term for the offense of ocular penetration, commonly known as skull fucking. I don't have to quote statistics for you. We've all heard the stories on the news. Every single day, another grandmother is skull fucked in front of her apartment building by street thugs while her neighbors do nothing. And we've all heard the excuses. Skull fucking is a problem, but we just don't have the resources to stop it. Police and prosecutors are busy enough already without having to investigate every time some misguided youth rips out a lady's eyeball and has sexual intercourse with the empty socket. Well, I, for one, am sick of excuses. I'm sick of skull fucking. Skull fucking.
Thank you.